Hello, Wellness Warriors. Welcome back to another episode of the Wellness Inspired Podcast, a place where you can find inspiration, motivation, and empowerment in the pursuit of a wellness lifestyle. I'm your host, Sherry Davidson. I'm a wellness coach, acupuncturist, trail runner, and former interior designer in Houston, Texas. And I am deeply passionate about health and well-being. And as always, I'm here with my co-host, Finn. And if you're new to the podcast, Finn is my terrier mix rescue dog, trail runner, and loyal companion. He is also a therapy dog and greeter at Element 5 Acupuncture and Wellness. And today, we are going on a journey into the heart of the spring season and the wood element in traditional Chinese medicine. You see, spring is a season of rebirth, growth, and renewal. But did you also know it holds a profound significance in the world of traditional Chinese medicine? In this episode, we'll explore the essence of five element theory, dive into the intricate relationships between the wood element, spring season, and our vital organs, the liver and gallbladder. And most importantly, we'll uncover practical tips and suggestions to harness the transformative energy of the spring for our own well-being. So, whether you're seeking to cultivate harmony within your body, mind, and spirit, or simply curious about the wisdom of TCM, join me as we embrace the rhythm of spring and awaken to new possibilities for vibrant health and vitality. But first, before we get started, I have some exhilarating news to share with you. For those avid listeners who've turned into the podcast over the past year, you've likely caught wind of the Wellness Riverboat Cruise. Well, friends, the moment has arrived. Mark your calendars for April the 20th, 2025, as we set sail on an unforgettable seven-night cruise on the Danube River. We'll traverse through the picturesque landscape of Austria, Germany, Hungary, and Slovakia. Prepare yourself for an array of active sightseeing adventures, including invigorating hikes, scenic bike rides, and perhaps even a few brisk runs. Alongside these activities, indulge in the serenity of yoga sessions, engage in enlightening wellness discussions, and savor the flavors of locally sourced cuisine. Excitement is already brewing, as several enthusiasts have already secured their spots. For those intrigued, I'll put the links in the show notes. And if you're certain this Wellness Riverboat Cruise is calling your name, please waste no time securing your place aboard. Riverboat cruises tend to fill up rapidly. That is what prompted us to shift the dates to next year instead of this year. That was my mistake. So, don't think about it for too long. If you want to go, seize the opportunity while you can. Also, in an upcoming episode, I'll have the pleasure of having Laurie, a representative from Amal Waterways, and Tammy, a seasoned travel concierge and my friend, to dive into the cruise experience further. So feel free to forward any burning questions my way. Or there is also an upcoming in-person event. It will be held at Total Wines in the Lower Heights of Houston, June 17th at 5:30. You will need to register for this event. So I will put that link in the show notes. So there will be a French wine tasting. Lori will give a short presentation about the Riverboat Cruise. I will be there to talk about the wellness contribution piece that I will be giving. And Tammy will also be there to answer any questions that you might have. So again, I'll put the details and links in the show notes. So if you're out of town and you're interested, please call Tammy. Her information will be in the show notes as well. And she can answer any questions that you might have. Like I said, this all has to happen quickly. I know the cruise is a year from now, but there are only 123 cabins on the boat, so they sell out quickly. So if you're interested, I highly recommend putting your deposit down. It's not a lot to hold your spot. That's the Wellness Riverboat Cruise. I look forward to sharing more details with you as they come, the event, the episode. Okay, well, that's that. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode of the Wellness Inspired Podcast. In our modern hectic lives, we often find ourselves indoors glued to screens. And despite our detachment from nature, we are still deeply connected to it. You see, we're influenced by the changing seasons, the pull of the moon, and various natural elements. And today, we're going to explore the significance of the spring season and the wood element and its profound effects on our health and well-being. But before we get started, I think it's super important to first grasp the basics of traditional Chinese medicine five element theory. So that's what we're going to do first. Simple, basic. Five element theory is a cornerstone of TCM philosophy, representing the fundamental elements of nature. So there's wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And each element corresponds to certain organs, emotions, colors, tastes, and of course, seasons. At first, five element theory may seem elementary in its concept. However, it actually encompasses a sophisticated framework that has been foundational to TCM for thousands of years. Five element theory, so that's wood, fire, earth, metal, water, serves as a symbolic representation of the dynamic interplay and interconnectedness of various phenomena in nature, including the human body and its organs, emotions, seasons, colors, tastes, and more. Five element theory is deeply rooted in ancient Chinese philosophy, cosmology, and, you guessed it, medical theory. It reflects the Eastern worldview that sees the universe as a harmonious whole, where all elements are in constant flux and balance. Practitioners of TCM, like myself, utilize five element theory not only to diagnose and treat illnesses, but also to understand the underlying patterns of disharmony within the body and the broader environment. By recognizing and addressing these imbalances, TCM aims to restore harmony and promote health and well-being. So, while five element theory may appear simple at first glance, its in-depth and complexity offer valuable insights into the holistic nature of health and the interconnectedness of all aspects of life. So what I'd like to do, this episode, we're going to focus on the wood element, but before we do that, I just want to give you a brief description of each element. I think that would be fun. So I'm going to start with the wood element and then end with the water element, and then we'll go back into the wood. So the wood element represents spring. We're there. It's April. We're in the spring season, and it is associated with growth, renewal, and transformation. It corresponds to the liver, gallbladder organs, and it is responsible for the smooth, or we say free, flow of qi or vital energy. It is also responsible for decision making and planning. And then we move into the fire element. The summer embodies the fire element, symbolizing warmth, passion, and expansion. It's linked to the heart and the small intestine, and it governs emotional well-being and digestion. And now we move into the earth element. Late summer represents the earth element. This is characterized by nurturing, stability, and balance. It is associated with the spleen and stomach, and it regulates digestion and grounding our energy. I have also seen it where they will put the earth element in the center. Normally, when you see the five elements, they're in a circle, but there are some theories out there where they'll put the earth element in the center. And they say it's the transition piece between each season. So that's another way to look at this chart. But typically, you'll see them all in a circle. Next is the metal element. Autumn embodies the metal element, reflecting introspection, harvest, and refinement. It is connected to the lung and large intestine, and it governs respiration, elimination, and the ability to let go. And last is the water element. Winter represents the water element. It symbolizes stillness, conservation, and introspection. It is associated with the kidney bladder, and it governs vitality, reproduction, and the storage of reserves. So today we're going to focus on the wood element. I think maybe each season I will talk about the appropriate element. Currently it is April, so it is spring. And therefore, we're going to focus on the wood element because it aligns with the spring season. So I'm going to repeat myself a little bit here, but just bear with me because we're going to get into the wood element. But I just want to reiterate what I already said in the beginning, and that spring is a time of awakening, renewal, and growth. It is a season that echoes the essence of the wood element. But what does the wood element represent? and how does it influence our health? The wood element embodies qualities of flexibility, resilience, and upward growth. And you can see this in the spring when all the grass and the plants and the flowers start bursting through the ground. And five element theory, it corresponds to the liver gallbladder organs, which I already mentioned. And this plays a crucial role in maintaining harmony within the body, especially the free flow of qi. So picture a tree stretching its branches towards the sun, embodying the expansive energy of spring. Similarly, when our wood element is balanced, we feel a sense of vitality, creativity, and emotional equilibrium. However, the wood element, due to stress, poor lifestyle habits, and environmental factors, can manifest in various symptoms such as irritability, digestive issues, and even hormonal imbalances. Now, I thought it would be fun to give you examples of what a balanced wood element and an unbalanced wood element look like in a person's narrative. Meet Mia and Sam. Mia is a vibrant young woman who embodies the essence of a healthy and balanced wood element. She wakes up with the first rays of sunlight, feeling energized and ready to embrace the day ahead. As she steps outside, the crisp spring air invigorates her senses, filling her lungs with a sense of renewal. Mia's morning routine reflects her harmonious connection to the wood element. She starts with gentle stretches and yoga poses, allowing her body to flow with ease, just like the branches of a flourishing tree in the spring breeze. With each movement, she feels a surge of vitality coursing through her, nourishing her liver qi and promoting a smooth flow of energy throughout her body. As Mia prepares her breakfast, she intuitively selects foods that support her wood element. Fresh leafy greens, sprouts, and a squeeze of lemon adorn her plate, providing her with essential nutrients and helping to detoxify her liver and gallbladder. She savors each bite mindfully, grateful for the abundance of nourishment that nature provides. Throughout the day, Mia approaches her task with a sense of purpose and determination, much like a tree steadily reaching towards the sky. She navigates challenges with grace and resilience, tapping into her inner strength and adaptability. Her creativity flows effortlessly as she engages in projects that inspire her, fueled by the boundless energy of the wood element. In the evening, Mia takes her time to unwind and connect with nature. She goes for a leisurely walk in the park, surrounded by the vibrant colors and fragrant blossoms of spring. As she breathes in the fresh air and listens to the gentle rustle of the leaves, she feels a deep sense of peace and commitment wash over her, knowing that she is in harmony with the rhythm of the season. As Mia drifts off to sleep, she reflects on the day's experiences with gratitude and serenity. In her dreams, she sees herself as a mighty tree rooted firmly in the earth, yet reaching over and upward toward the heavens. She knows that with support of her balanced wood element, she can weather any storm and continue to grow and thrive, just like the trees that dot the landscape in the springtime. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, let me introduce you to Sam, whose life reflects the disharmony and imbalances of an unhealthy wood element. As Sam wakes up to the chirping of the birds and the warmth of the spring sun, he feels anything but rejuvenated. Instead, he is greeted by a sense of lethargy and frustration, his energy stagnating like a river blocked by falling branches. Sam's morning routine lacks the vitality and purpose that characterized a balanced wood element. Instead of engaging in gentle movement and stretching, he sluggishly drags himself out of bed, feeling stiff and achy. His attempt to exercise are half-hearted as he struggles to muster the motivation to move his body. As Sam stumbles through his day, he finds himself easily overwhelmed by stress and frustration, much like a tree bending under the weight of the heavy winds. His temper flares at the slightest inconvenience, and he struggles to make decisions, paralyzed by indecision and doubt, and his creativity is stifled, buried beneath the layers of self-doubt and insecurity. In a misguided attempt to cope with his inner turmoil, Sam turns to unhealthy habits and coping mechanisms. He reaches for a sugary snack and caffeine to boost his energy, only to experience crashes and mood swings later on. His diet lacks the nourishment and balance needed to support his liver gallbladder, further exacerbating his symptoms of imbalance. As the day wears on, Sam's disconnection from nature becomes increasingly apparent. He spends his time indoors, surrounded by artificial light and the hum of electronic devices, disconnected from the natural world outside. The vibrant energy of spring eludes him, replaced by a sense of disconnection and dissonance. As Sam lays down to sleep at night, he feels a sense of emptiness and unrest gnawing at him from within. In his dreams, he sees himself as a withered tree, stripped of its leaves and struggling to grow in rocky soil. And he knows, without addressing the imbalances in his wood element, he will continue to feel adrift and disconnected from the natural rhythms of life. So after hearing Mia and Sam's stories, who do you align with the most? We have probably, over the years, experienced both sides of the story at some points in our lives. I know I have. So how can we support our wood element during the spring season, or any season, really, but especially the spring? With that said, let's explore some practical tips and strategies. First, let's focus on dietary choices. We want to nourish with spring foods. Embracing seasonal foods that support liver gallbladder health, such as leafy greens, sprouts, citrus fruits, and sour foods, so kimchi, sauerkraut, these foods help cleanse and revitalize the body, aligning it with the energy of the spring. Next, let's talk about movement and exercise. I talk about this all the time on the podcast. I'm a runner. You don't have to be a runner. I am a runner, and I know the importance of physical activity. It is essential for promoting the smooth flow of liver qi, or the free flow of liver qi, as we say a lot of the times. So engaging in gentle movement practices like yoga, tai chi, or brisk outdoor walks, it invigorates the liver qi, and it also promotes flexibility. These activities encourage the smooth flow of energy, supporting your overall well-being. So movement, 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 whatever kind of movement you wanted to. It could be gardening. It could be playing with your kids, but it's so important to move. Dance. I like dancing. And next, let's not forget about holistic and mindful practices in supporting our wood element. Meditation, of course, I'm going to say acupuncture and herbal remedies can be greatly beneficial in helping to restore the balance and harmony within the body. So take time to tune into your emotions, release pent-up stress, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Embrace flexibility. Cultivating a mindset of flexibility and adaptability, mirroring the dynamic nature of spring wood, practice letting go of rigidity and embracing change with openness and grace. And last one is to connect with nature. I talk about this one a lot on the podcast as well. Spend time outdoors, connecting with the vitality of spring's renewal. Take walks in nature, tend to a garden, or simply sit and absorb the sight and sounds of the season. Nature serves as a powerful source of inspiration and rejuvenation. So as we welcome the energy of spring wood, it's important to respect our body's natural rhythms and cycles. Pay attention to its signals, fuel it with nutritious foods, and participate in activities that support vitality and overall well-being. By integrating these suggestions into our daily routines, we can synchronize with the energy of the wood element, fostering vitality, growth, and harmony within ourselves and our environments. And I think that's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and holistic healing. May you find balance, vitality, and joy in every season of life. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast and share with your family and friends. You can also give me a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. It helps others find me as well. To get updates on new episodes and wellness inspiration in your inbox, please join the Wellness Inspired community. Go to thewellnessinspiredpodcast.com to sign up. I'll put the link to the website in the show notes so you can click and join. Also, there's a Facebook community at The Wellness Inspired, and you can follow me on Instagram at wellness_inspired. If you're in the Houston area or just visiting and interested in our services, acupuncture, herbal medicine, cupping, zen shiatsu, or dry needling therapy, contact us. You can find out more on our website at element5om.com. That's element5om.com. And again, I'll put the link in the show notes. If you're interested in health and wellness coaching, we can connect in the clinic or on Zoom. Reach out to us and we'll get you on the schedule. And as always, I would love to hear your feedback. I am dedicated to bringing you great content that is inspiring and informative with an artsy, fun, edgy spin. Thank you so much for listening. We'll meet here again next time. And remember, never stop exploring, learning, loving, and being you. Bye.